Okay, last minute gift advice. You can't go wrong with a CD box set, right? Right? Well, listen to NPR's Mike Pesca.
The box set. All of a band's songs gathered under one roof, some photos, an essay. Anyway, here's the thing. If you like a band enough to want to own all of their music, don't you probably already have a lot of their music? And if you don't own any of their music, well then why would you want to own everything? Luckily for the record companies, there are a lot of aunts who have a lot of nephews who once mentioned they like Led Zeppelin. Rob Tannenbaum is the music editor of Blender Magazine.
Box sets are the new underwear, socks, and ties. If you don't know what to get somebody for the holidays, you go out and you get them a box set. And a lot of times, if you go over to people's houses, the only thing that's dustier than under their sofa is the top of their box sets, because they sit there and they're unplayed.
Here's another advantage, according to music writer Will Hermes.
It's easy to wrap because it's a box.
Well, let's be fair. Hermes, for one, really likes box sets.
I'm a big fan of them because I like these objects. I'm old-fashioned in that way. I don't feel satisfied if I really love an artist. Just having their MP3 files on my computer or iPod doesn't do it.
But music is Hermes' life. He's a fanatic. In fact, according to Bill Wordy of Billboard magazine, it is the fanatic who is the main audience for the box set.
The box set is really more about serving almost the, you know, the sycophant, the fetishist, the truly diehard. There's always some take somewhere in a vault. There's always some recording of an artist sneezing and happened to be music in the background. There's always something you can kind of get together.
Who actually listens to an entire box set?
Blender's Rob Tannenbaum.
They're not really for listening so much as they are for the security of knowing that if one day you decided that you needed to hear, say, every song the Buffalo Springfield ever recorded, including crappy B-sides that even they knew weren't good enough to put on albums, that you could do that.
Tannenbaum does admit that some box sets make great sense. For instance, James Brown's Starlight.
Because he recorded for lots of different labels over many different years. And the fact is, there are maybe four people in the world who own every James Brown album ever made, and James Brown isn't even one of them.
But you could be, and some artists are geniuses. A Dylan outtake from the 60s isn't a mere cast-off. Bruce Springsteen never allowed any of his legendary live shows to be legally sold until he released what became rock and roll's best-selling box set of all time. But for every one of these, there are dozens of box sets which make Rob Tannenbaum say,
"The record business jerks consumers around."
One such consumer is Carolyn Rodriguez.
We just are not interested in it. I don't know why. Maybe because it's like too much music, or you're just kind of looking for the CD that's out. You're not really looking for the box set. You know, when you know that a new CD is out, you don't look for a whole big set.
Rodriguez was like a lot of the people I talked to outside the Borders Books and Music Store in Manhattan. They own between zero and one box sets. But then there was Sam James. As soon as I saw him, I knew he was a music guy. He was dressed a little like Dee Dee Ramone and, in fact, admitted to owning at least 50 box sets.
I will buy something that's well repackaged, even if I have, you know, 99% of the material and there's one unreleased track. Or if the package is great, I'll get it.
And I think that says it all. Although, if you're really into this report, you want to spend some more time on it, I could throw in a bonus track. And finally, shouldn't it be boxed set?
We've gone over this time and time again.
And here's Will Hermes doing a cover version of the same track. And is it box set or boxed set?
You know, grammatically, box set isn't quite correct.
Also, this rare import.
Well, I come from Australia. We didn't have box sets of music in Australia, really.
Wait, there's more. Click on Purchase Now and you'll get me doing this entire report backed by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Order now. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.